went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's another graceful day to bring two lovebirds together. Unfortunately, the one bird is looking away because it ain't want to go back and fly with you.
It happens,
Tracy.
It does.
It's a true reality.
Well, let's bring some birds together.
Well, this morning we actually have Trent on the phone. Good morning, Trent. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're good. Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia originally.
Oh, nice. Very good.
So friendly.
I know.
Yeah.
I like that accent. So listen, my man, you're calling because you went out with a young lady by the name of whom?
Her name is Constance. We met at UMadison. We take night classes together. And so I sort of went for it one day.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow, he's got an accent and he's got brains.
Yeah, hello.
Sounds like a package deal to me, honey.
Check and check.
Okay,
all right.
Sounds good already.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, the first date was kind of cool. I mean, we went to a restaurant and, like, the conversation seemed okay. And then, like, at the end, I thought it went really well and I, like, kind of went in for a kiss, and she went in for a hug.
So it was kind of awkward.
But I think that I am going to ask her out again. I think that things are looking upward.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So wait a minute. Really? With this kiss, was it just like an awkward, so like you hit different body parts? Because I know I've done that before. I went to go give someone a kiss, and I accidentally kissed their neck, and I'm like, oh, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
I was like, awkward.
It happens. Mm. Yeah.
So,
there was just that moment where it was like, what's going to happen?
Mm.
And I think that it was pretty clear that I wanted to kiss her.
Okay.
And she definitely went for the hug.
Okay.
But, all right. Okay.
That's too bad.
I don't know. I mean, I think she might have just, I don't know. I think she might have, because she could have just been nervous or something.
Well, it's the first date.
Sure.
Yeah.
So again, you guys met because you were both students at UW-Madison. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What are you going to school for?
I'm studying physics, actually.
Oh, well, howdy.
Yeah.
Junior.
So
really, how long has it been then since the last time you've seen her?
About 10 days, I would say, was our first date. It's been some time.
All right. I mean, did you tell her that you'd call her or you text her? Or?
I mean, we've been sort of texting on and off until then.
Okay.
I think, like, sometimes she'll take a while to respond, and then sometimes, like, I will, too. But, I mean, you know, we're busy. Like, we're students, of course.
Well, at least she's responding.
Well, at least you have that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they just ghost you,
maybe,
honey.
They just don't respond.
I don't got time for you.
Right.
I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how great of a draw
you have.
It doesn't matter. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. Then when we get back, we will give Miss Constance a call and see why the heck she's not getting back to you. And it's been 10 days. And you sound like a really nice guy.
Yeah. You sound like a great guy.
He actually sounds cute.
He does.
Like you can
thank
tell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're
he's
welcome.
Polite. He's got manner. Check and check.
We like you, Trent.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, hopefully we can get you another beautiful date out here in Madtown. Coming up next with Kristen in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are in the midst of a second date update with our boy Trent.
Yes, girl.
We like Trent.
I like him. He seems like a really good guy. He's taking some night classes at UW-Madison at the university. He just seems like an all-around really nice guy. I know at the end of the date there was some awkwardness, but he hasn't heard from her.
He went in for a kiss to Constance.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I'm going to hug you instead.
Right.
It's hard to figure out that body language
there.
It is. Are you trying to avoid me?
First date. Yeah. But I guess it's been like 10 days.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Trent. Well, we're going to give her a call. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Constance?
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What's going on?
What's up, Constance?
Hey, this is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're just calling other fabulous women here in town.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. Oh. Okay.
Oh, yay. Hi. That's so nice.
That is so nice.
Maybe she'll want to go out for like a mimosa afterwards.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Listen, girlfriend, we're calling you because someone has taken a big liking towards you.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's been like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So they're wondering if you like them or if you don't, because you're playing some phone tag.
Yeah.
And he did give you a nice huggy.
He did.
He wanted to give a nice kissy.
Yeah.
Do you remember Trent, going out with Trent?
Yeah, I do. I figured you were talking about Trent.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, he misses you.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to take you out, girl.
He does, girl.
That's nice of him. Yeah, I mean, he seems really nice. He's really cute, and
he seems nice.
Yeah, and smart, and
well, that doesn't sound good. He seems nice.
Well, well, what's the matter? Like, what's wrong?
Why don't you like him?
It's really embarrassing. I've never really dated anyone before, and so I don't know. It's just new territory for me.
Like,
and
this is your first date ever?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, we have a virgile dater.
Like, ever in your entire life?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've hung out with, like, groups of friends and stuff like that, but I've just never, it's never really been on my radar, so I felt honestly really taken aback when he even asked me to go out with him. I've just never gone with anyone, and I really like him, but I just feel really, like, nervous, and I was worried to tell him because I didn't know how he would take it, so... I didn't tell him.
That's
yeah.
So sweet.
Well, listen, you're not the only person out there who's never been on a date. I mean, there are virgins and people who have never kissed. If you ever watched The Bachelor, Colton, he was a virgin, for gosh sakes.
He was a virgin. Yeah.
And he kissed everybody.
And he sure did.
So, yeah, I mean, I've never even kissed anyone. So when he tried to kiss me, I just tried to, like, duck out and kind of hug him instead because I was just nervous.
So
it seemed a little quick for me.
Well, listen, I think you sound very sweet,
just
like we think Trent sounds very sweet.
Yes.
And it is true. He has been on the other line listening to this entire beautiful conversation.
Yes, he has.
I'm blushing now. Okay.
Yeah. So, Trent, say hi.
Johnson.
Oh, there he is.
Hi.
So,
hi, Trent.
This is super sweet. This is like two innocent people coming together.
I love this.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
guys,
how was it for your first time? I mean, is that weird to ask? How was it for your first time?
For your first date, How was
for my first date? I mean, it was. He was super sweet. He like opened doors for me, and you know, was very polite and paid. And not that a man always has to pay, but it was just nice for him to be a gentleman. And so,
for sure.
I really appreciated it. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Is this weird, Trent, that I've never, I don't know. What do you think?
No, I mean, no, not at all. I don't think that's weird at all. I mean, I think that's kind of surprising. I mean, like, considering you're really cool, but I don't think that that's weird even a little bit.
So I think these two absolutely should go out again.
Absolutely.
Girl, do not close the door to dating.
No.
You are young.
Yes.
This is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll definitely hook you up with another date. Maybe you guys could go study in a different way. Just kidding.
Karen always
just
goes there.
Kidding.
You guys, no. Take it slow.
You take that to date number three. So do we have it? Can you guys, you know, find it in you to go out again? Because it sounds real nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. Okay.
Yay! Wait for date number three.
Oh, yeah.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.